Hello again. It's Pastor Bob. Good to have you along for the ride today. It's Wednesday of our first week of Advent. And it's also our middle Sabbath, Wednesday being middle Sabbath. And tonight for middle Sabbath, we have a very special event taking place at church from 6:30 to 7:30, just a kind of mini retreat for Advent, an Advent preparation evening. So I promise if you give up an hour of your evening, you'll get more in return. Amen. But it's going to be a good event. Snacks, beverages, some readings. Just come and soak it all in. We'll be meeting down in the Genesis room, 6:30. Hope to see you there. Here's our devotion today from Jonathan Pavlovitz's Low, an Honest Advent Devotional. Today's devotion is called Too Good to Be True. Scripture is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Jonathan Pavlovitz writes, "I tend to be skeptical of late-night infomercials. I know they're trying to sell me something, and it makes the lofty claims their enthusiastic and somehow always Australian spokespeople deliver pretty tough to swallow. They usually promise far more in matters of internal transformation and emotional well-being than a simple toaster oven or garden hose should be able to deliver. And most of the time, I see right through them, because I know that I'll be disappointed if I fall for it. Of course, there are those occasions when the sales pitch is perfectly presented and hits me at just the right time, usually when I'm hungry or bored or open to suggestion, and I make a purchase. 4 to 6 weeks later, when the product arrives, I'm usually disappointed. Good news. Great joy. All people. Those are the unbelievable claims of the angels to the shepherds about what one coming child will bring with him. Good news. Great joy, all people. It sounds like a pretty lofty list of features for one nondescript baby born in a feeding trough to make good on. And the shepherds would have been justified in making a hard pass. Perhaps the fact that they too witnessed this spectacular sales pitch at night explains their immediate enthusiasm. Whatever the reason, the shepherds were all in and soon became passionate pitchmen themselves. 2,000 years after this first angelic infomercial, we who seek to perpetrate Jesus here have to wrestle with the reality that the people of Jesus have not always been good news or great joy to all people. We have to decide if those failures are over promises or just user error. Is our faith tradition able to be all we hope it will be? Can we deliver on the promises made by the angels? Can we supply the world with something that, surprisingly, isn't too good to be true? So many people in vulnerable communities are rightly skeptical that such beauty exists in this story because of the ugliness Christians have shown them, because of the injustices and cruelties they have experienced. Today, look for direct, tangible, and close ways to bring news that is good, and joy that is great to all people in your path today. You have our three reflection questions for today, too good to be true. First, our specific privilege often buffers us from the adversity and the wounds that other people experience as their default setting. As much as you are aware, name some ways organized Christianity has and still continues to damage vulnerable communities. And consider how your own experience of privilege may have prevented you from pushing back. Number two, one of the greatest sources of injustice perpetrated by organized religion of any kind is fear. Where do you see fearful religion being practiced? As a person of faith, how can you contribute to a less fearful world? Reflect on the ways fear has shaped your image of the world, of other people, or of God. Third, can Christianity ever be good news for all people? If so, what needs to change in churches and faith communities to make this a reality? Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Advent Daily Devotion. Coming to you every day during Advent. From the devotional Lo, an honest Advent devotion by John Pavlovitz. Don't forget, tonight at 6:30 is our Advent mini retreat. And we'll be back tomorrow, because it's Thursday and it's the first week of Advent. Your meditation word for today, though, this word, privilege. Privilege.